to them.
Kof Ches Adar Rishon, Friday the 28th of February, Rabbi Yisrael Rakov, Parsha theme.
Parsha's Pekudei, it's like a repetition from Parsha's Tzaveh. There's an orif one can ask like this. We know there's Avnei Shoyam and Avnei Miluim. Avnei Shoyam is in the Ephoid, Avnei Miluim is in the Choshen. Now the name Avnei Miluim, Chapele de Kezach, Rishleim Avnei Shoyam, there's something to speak about it maybe. Did you? No. Bishlem Avnei Shoyam is the name of the types of expensive types of stones. So it's called Avnei Shoyam. Min Shoyam is Steiner. So it's Avnei Shoyam. What is Avnei Miluim? Zogt Rashi. Umilei Soboi. Al Shem Shoavonim. Memalois gumois hamishbetzois hamusukonis lehem. Koira oisom beloshim miluim. Because it filled as holes, and these stones fill up the holes. So it's stones which fill up holes. That's the taish avni miluim. Let me imagine one wants to describe the chshivas of a stone. So you say, Azoi, you know what the stone, the chshivas of the stone is? But when you have Lomoshel a ring, you have as a, I don't know what it's called.
Mount.
The mount, yeah. Right. Which that the stone goes into. So the chshivas of the stone is that it fills up that mount. It fills up the loch. That is a description of the stone. Okay, the stone has got chshivas. It needs to be put somewhere. So you put it into a hole, they'd have a benefit out of it. Obedosin is the mile, that isn't the mile of the stone, that the stone is a way of filling up the hole. The hole is there, today, where to put the stone. Nish the stone is to fill up the hole. It was the taish, was licked in them, avne milue. No, the avne shoyam, the avne miluim were all to be me'oire, zikon levnei Yisrael, to be me'oire the schusim of the Shiftei Kor, to be me'oire schusim for all good things, for Klal Yisrael. Maybe we could say like this, the gumos is mesamel, the holds is mesamel, is a symbol of every person has what we can say called holds. He has chesroines, which he has to work on. That's what a person is here for, that he's born with natural chesroines, and he has to work to be mesaken it, to fill it up. Or one has nisyoines, shvera nisyoines, as we understand, one spoke before, and there's ways and how to be loichem. And these matzovim are called gumas. They're holes. And the tachlis of a person is to fill it up, to be mesaken it, mfakert. A lot of yetzahores has to be used for the good. You have to channel it in the right way. So the shvotim, they had their what we can, if we can say, chesroines, of course, lefi dargosom. And they had the ways how they worked on it. Yosef Atzadik, Reuven, Alev, Shteit Chazal, Shteit Psukim. And then that is Chol could be Avnei Shoyam and Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Shoyam is Taka Dachshivas of the stone. That brings out the Maile of the Shvotim. It's not that they were great people. The Avnei Miluim is to be Meramas, the Maile of the Shvotim, that they used whatever was their chesroines, whatever was their nisyoines, and they were mesaken it, and they were mashlim it perfectly, umameila, that is the schus, which is to be m'oire zikorim. So it's avnei miluim, it's, there was gumas there, it's marama, is the inyan of chesroines or nisyoines, and the stones which means the Amilus filled up the holes, was Masakinit Betachlis Ashlemus. Umamela Oibazoi, that was the Schus and the Zikorn of Bnei Yisrael. And we find the difference between Avnei Shoyam and Avnei Miluim, that the Avnei Shoyam are a lot of Shvotim together. Six on one stone, Shisha 11 Achas, or Shisha 11 Achas. Mashenke the Avnei Miluim is every Shevet his own stone. Because the Nisyoines and Chisroines is very individual. Everybody's got a different type of Nisoyen. And usually when a person has a Nisoyen, he always thinks he's the only one with this Nisoyen. And nobody else ever had such a Nisoyen. I'm used to speaking to Bochum, the Oilem Zalmoichel Zayn. So, but it's good for your own to know what to say to your own children or grandchildren. So at Uponim, so one always thinks, nobody ever had such a massive like me, nobody ever had a Zazach. And Avad is Zazoi, everybody is different, and everybody's Kudas are different, his Tivim are different, and always a Matzev is not Mamush exactly the same as another Matzev. So this Maila of coming over the difficulties of everybody personally is very individual. Is Mamela Zeh Gishmak, that the Avnei Miluim, which is to bring out that Maila, is every Shevet has got its own stone. Mashenken Avnei Shoyam is more klolistic. Some of them are great people, that type of zikoron. So that's all together. Shisha Mishmoisum Alevan Achas, Shisha Mishmoisum Alevan Achas. And with that we can understand, the Oilim, of course, Azat Tzibur, that Chamor Lent Yeshiva Avada, there's a sefer for the Ktzois, which he wrote in Evan Ezer, which is called Avnei Miluim. That's what's called, Avnei Miluim. So I'm asking a kasha. Avnei Shoyam is first. Später kommt Avnei Miluim. So why didn't he call the sefer Avnei Shoyam? It's on Evan Ezer. So Evan, yeah, they wrote it. The Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Kalu wrote the sefer. Evan Ezer. So he wrote the Perish. Also Evan. So why didn't he call it Avnei Shoyam? Why did they call it Avnei Miluim? But the way we understand is very good. What's the Avnei Miluim? It's coming to be Mamala the holes. There's kashas on the Mechaber. There's big kashas. And he wants to explain it. He wants to explain the holes. That's why I called it Avnei Miluim. It's the Avonim. It's the Mahalchim to fill up the gaps, to fill up the holes. In Mamela, there's a limud that one shouldn't say, it's shmeh, umamela, I can't. For other of that's the tachlis. We state him, say, this is shorim, sham dagon, ikka tachlis, lamed, benisoyen. Which means that when there is difficulties, or chesroinus, which a person has, when maybe tivistik chesroinus, tachlis odom is to overcome it and to work on it, and other of to make miles out of it. So I want to give one or two digmoes, what's in these sedras, how we see a Gdoili Yisrael, we can say we're Mamala the Gumas and Mamala the Chesroinus. There's a Nesiyim, it's famous for Rashi about the Nesiyim. And Rashi says that the Nesiyim, Chose Yud, why? Because they, B'shas, Gans Klal Yisrael, were Manadav, brought things for the Mishkan, so they said, let the Yidden bring what they bring, and we, Masha Mechasrim, Onu Mashlim and Noisim. But later, Kim Shishlim and Sibas HaKoil, the Sibu bought everything, so his Nadu is Omru Nesim Ma'alei Nelasu, so they bought the Shoya. So the Rashi, Lekach his Nadu B'chanukas HaMizbeach Uchilo, that's why they gave as a tshuva on what they hear didn't do right, ulefish and is absolutely because they were lazy. Mitchilo, nechsoro ois mishmom vanasiyim ksiv. Shteta chazal, Rashi, they were lazy. It's called they were lazy. So the kasha is famous. Why are they called lazy? They had a good cheshbon. As let the oilim bring faket, it's like somebody says, a new building, £1 million. So this Nodiv says, you askonim, you make what you can, and whatever is missing, I'm going to be mashlim. Could be that you're not going to make so much. You have to be mashlim a very lot. So Mamela is a bazoif a cat. It's a gewaltige Sache. And Chazal say, it was Nes'atzel. It's various pshotim. The pshat I like to say is that, can you imagine? The whole of Klal Yisrael, toys and 10 million Yidden, everybody is all excited and ungewarmt and warmed up. And 12 people are standing in the corner. And Mita Cheshbin saying, nah, we'll wait, we'll wait. Zogen Chazal, Sheshach Lefidar Gosom, you want to, you're Poirish Min HaKlal. You're Poirish Min HaKlal when everybody is always fine. Such what we call Oy B'Chachomim. The Gans Klal Yisrael, everybody is all warmed up. To bring the Nidus HaMishkan, and 12 people are standing at the side with a cheshbon, and they say, yeah, we'll be mashlim. Zogen Chazal, du seist Nes'atzel. It's lazy, it's nicht a pesandish, it's only Nes'atzel. What can be Moisif? In the Kleyoko, in Pashas Vayakel, on the word, Chume Itchem, Zog the Kleyoko, Posse the Loshim Itchem. Of course, Chu is Me'itchem, what's the Loshim Me'itchem? So he says, a person shouldn't just follow the crowd. He has to do me'itchem, from alone. Because everybody else is doing it, you're also doing it. You have to be more original. As is up there, Kleyoko. Kru me'itchem. Yesh lo cho'odom she'enu noisen klum at acherim. Al keinu noisen hashves es atzmo lehem. Everybody does it, he also wants to do it. וזה אין לו מאיתכם, זוג דקליוק, it's not from your own, it's for sich, כי הוא עצמו אין לי סיבה לנסינה, אלו אחרים סיבה לוי. It does take me. So I have a steer. Here we say, as vice toys, you should be part of the tzibur. And if you're not part of the tzibur, it's absolute. And here the Kleyoko says, nein, adarabe, you should do your things from yourself, not because everybody else is doing it. So I think the Teretz is poshet. If, because you are different to everybody else, you want to be your own, you want to be original, you do more than everybody else, that's a great thing. You do what the klal does, you do what the tzibur does, and you're doing extra. Gesundheit, very good. Verkehrt, das ist special. But oipes kum tois, because you want to be original, you want to be your own, and you want to take all the shem shemaim, you want to do it. Obe lemaise kum tois, that you're doing less than everybody else, Zogen Chazal, oto dos heis Nes'atzel. And that's a big yesod always. If you want to be different, you want to be extra, you want to be Melech Shem Shemaim, you and Rabbi Shloim yourself, not with everybody else. But what comes out? Are you doing more than the Tzibur, or are you doing less than the Tzibur? If you're doing more than the Tzibur, it's fine. If you're doing less than the Tzibur, Zogen Chazal, oto dos heis Nes'atzel. And what did the Nesiyim do? This was somebody who was Moisef, my Edom, Rabbi Alte Edenson. He was Moisef to me, the Shtikl. And he said, what was that? The Shteta in Rashi says, Chazal in Pashas Nosoi. What was the tshuva? Rashi says here, the Chanukah Sambeis they brought first. And how was that? They brought Kabonos all together. They did the Chanukah Samizbeach. But everybody had his own Cheshbon Shteta in Ramban that to bring his Korban. And the Eibishter geholfen that they all that they all bought the same thing. They were massacring everything. They were massacring their atzlus, they bought first. They were massacring the Purish Min Atzibu, they bought all together. They also had the mile of Krume Itchem, that everybody had his own machshavas, what to bring. Alles, what there was missing before, they were massacring the atzlus. It was Sai, your own, and it was Sai, a chelik from the tzibur, is v'anesiyim, shtei takim mit ha'yud, they got back the yud in Pashas Nosen. It also is our dugma from Avni Miluim, like there was gumas there, and their nisyoines, and their chulches, and their madregas, and how they were masakin it, v'yuzom masakim amal gvein, the Avni Miluim. Oh, the interesting is, as Samedrish in Pashas Vayikro, but I'm not going to look for it now because I know when I look for things with Tzibur, I don't find it. That's the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. And I just saw as the Rav Ozner writes that he, the Chazon Ish, asked him, he told the Chazanish of Chassam Sofer, Jewish Chassam Sofer, and the Chazanish said to him, I want to see it inside. And there was no rights that he was so nervous from Chazanish that he couldn't find it. He came home, he found it straight away. So I'm not the first one. So I saw it last night. As Moshe Rabbeinu, after Vayikra on Moshe, as Moshe Rabbeinu, hoisa nafshei aguma olav, that he wasn't mishtatif, he also wasn't mishtatif in the Nidvas HaMishkon. Hat Eibishtem gesagt, Diburcho choviv alecho. Diburcho is choviv on me. Umameile Vayikra al Moshe. Is alle reden pshat, was it was Diburcho choviv alecho? Was meint das? Is what I understand from a few words from the Radal is Azoy. I've got it here, yeah. Om la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, lefi yishoy senaf shagumo olav, om ha-koy levin et vosom la-mishkon, v'ani lo-y heveisi. Om la-Kadosh Baruch Hu, chayecho, shedibur cho chovev ala yoyse min ha-koy. Shemikulon le-kor, adibu ala le-moyshe, v'yikre al-moyshe. So he called, faket, he said to him, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll speak to you. But what says to us, Dibur Chochovev Olai? Is Dibur Cholechoira doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Dibur Cho means Moshe Rabbeinu's Dibur, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking. So what means to us, Dibur Chochovev Olai? So what I understand from a few words from the Radal is, as Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why Klal Yisrael did it mitazah eslehavus and mitazah bren, the nidvas ha-mishkon? Because it was the way you said it. The way the buch ha-chovim alai, so given azoch ha-dvorim ha-yitzim in ha-leiv, nechdosim el ha-leiv. From Moshe Rabbeinu, as dein ganze bren und warmkeit zu tun der Rotzen Hashem, that made the Yidin with such zrizim, and that made the Yidin bo dai vahoyse. In a mele, hast du doch takke mishtatev gewen. You were mishtatev. And by you, so nicht gewen kann es arzt du, that you said you'll also be mashed in whatever's missing. Verkehrt, and you did takke. Dafür wird's pshat. Die Buch, o chobi volai, yoyse min hakoil. Yoyse von ganz klar Yisrael, what they did, is die Buch, o chobi volai. Und das ist gewähnt der Madrege von Moshe Rabbeinu. Interessant, es sei Moshe Rabbeinu, es sei den Nesiem, wo er mit Satzel, I mean, both, Chas v'Sholom, I mean, both didn't bring, aber bei den Nesiem, es kuhl den Nesatzlu, und bei Moshe Rabbeinu, nein, Adrabe, ist die Buch, o chobi volai, yoyse min hakoil. So here we see noch azach, another big limut. That we have to do Torah and mitzvahs and speak to our children and our einiklach about Torah and mitzvahs mit hazah warmkeit and mit hazah bren, that they just want to do it themselves. And it's up to us. Sdav zayin azim Moshe Rabbeinu dibur chachovev alai. And it's up to us. Das kann ein Maschpia sein, and it's up to our leiv, how strong our leiv is, and that because our spores of the kind on einiklach. And this opportunity, I want to say a meise with my mother, sein gesund und stark, which brings out a gewaltige dogma, how parents can be mit azar warmkeit for teure mitzvahs, and that's Maschpia on the children to do teure mitzvahs mit a mesiras nefesh. My uncle, the Gates of the Rav, Zechoyen Levroche, was always very in his spoil from his sister-in-law, my mother, and he used to say it always basimchas. He wanted to bring out the miles of my mother. Says, my mother was in a concentration camp, in Mach Shimon by the Nazis. Mach Shimon. The old Mishpoche, she came from a Mishpoche of 10 children, and the four were left, and the parents, grandparents, as my mother says, come out every day when I go to her, then gegangen auf Kiddush Hashem. The ganze Rov de Mishpoche. She came from Euch Kedai to Achele from the Maise is Moisef, but she came from a very wealthy Maizeda, was a Groise Gevi, a Groise Oishe. Ad Kedai Kach, that the Eden Manchester told me that he remembers when my Zayde was by the vision of the Rebbe, the Abbas Yisrael, in Gros Vadaim, the Shabbos. It was like, the Olam knows, Getzelberger being in New York by the Satmar Rav. So, everybody knew about it. So that was the type of home that she came from. Obviously then, a stoop full mit teure Yiddishkeit, und warmkeit for teure mitzvahs. So when So, say that Vorim was a psazoi that say that Vorim, but so even in Metzies, when in Auschwitz, when the trains arrived, and the new people came, so the old, from who were there from before, used to shout them, there was these fences in between, used to shout to them, throw us things, because they're going to take anyway everything away from you. So, waf ta ribbe, whatever you can. So, the homicides used to soak food, whatever. So my mother was standing next to another girl, next to the fence, while people were throwing over things. Next to the other girl came a siddur, they threw over a siddur. Next to my mother came a piece of meat, a piece of chicken face, a piece of meat to eat. And they were very, very hungry. So my mother asked this girl, I got a piece of meat, you got the siddur. Can we change? And I'll give you the food, and I'll take the siddur. And she took the siddur, and she had the siddur for a very long time. She doesn't remember how she lost the siddur, but she had the siddur for a very long time. The fetzer zochel levroche, zayin espol v'ayin from their mice. Viken, a girl, 17 years old she was, and she was very, very hungry, and she zochel knew how to daven b'hat, is she should give away her piece of chicken, a piece of meat, kedei to have a siddur. Dos mu zayin von a größer, starke Warmkeit for Teure in Yerushalayim und Dveikus und Berwoyin Shloilom, which she got from home. And I feel at that time in the home is me gegangen to Goyish school she went. And only learned Aleph Beis by Psaledi, by night and evenings. And they didn't even know how to teach. She was later in a Sem in Sweden, and there she learned how to teach. Rabbi Jacobson said, I made a Sem for girls who were through the camps, and there she learned how to teach. Not knowing how to teach, and only knowing Aleph Beis, over Azam Min, Dosugwen, Zicha Agedah, having as if Moshe Rabbeinu's Diburim, what as if Mashpia Gwen, Azah Starkeit, and Azah Vamkeit, and that's a limit for us. For the Doros HaBohem, we always want to make sure that the Doros HaBohem go in our ways. The way to do it is, as if Moshe Rabbeinu had said, with Azah Dvorim, HaYotzi Min HaLeif, what as Goyrim Gwen, that Gans Klal Yisrael went after that. I just finish off with the Yonah D'Yoyma, in the same Indian, In the Megillah, it's down to Santa Posuk, Uvagia, Toir Esther, Basa Vichail, Doid Modcha, Loi Big Shadova, Hati Esther Noises, Chain Beine Korea. So the Shaila is the Psukim before in stage in Esther Basa Vichail. So we know already who she is. So why does it say again here in the Posuk, Uvagia, Toir Esther, Basa Vichail? Well, the parrot is, how come she was, Esther Bas Avichail was in a base of Psulis? And a base of Psulis is a place where the she'ifa and the ambition from everybody who was there was to become the most beautiful and the shenste and the best, Kadei the Melech should want to have as a Malka. That was the ganze she'ifa. And we are so, if you can sign that there should be somebody who loy big shadova. She shouldn't become mushpa from the sviva v'sot hazag starke sheifa, because she knew who she was, that she's Esther Bas Avichail. She knew who she came from. She got achinuch mit hazag starke brenn v'toyru mitzvahs. Und meile, iba zoi loi big shadova, she didn't ask anything. Hat sie gar nicht gebeten. So iba zoi one could think, iba zoi she lose out of it. And people will look at them with hazag gewaldige chayin. Verkehrt, they look at psanebech, a primitive sort. Nein, vat hi este neuses chayin beine kol royeo. Steht in chazal belioinem ubetachtoinem. Beine kol royeo, so gar nicht verloren von dem. Nicht in der Welt, nicht in jener Welt. Und verkehrt, she was the one, was mit Mashiach. Und klar ist, she was chosen as the Malka. Et osu de limud, was mit da wissen is, a mit dem was megeit bedarke oves, a mit dem was megeit how we were taught, in neu big shadow, aber man sucht noch, man alle sein der Rotz in Hashem, ist, wann das nur ist, was hier ist, dann ist es kein, wenig Korea.